Welcome to North Country Commerce, a business and community affairs program brought to you by Denton Publications. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanaw, and with me today is my guest, Lee Mundy, President of the Board of Trustees for the North Country Cultural Center for the Arts. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, today we're talking about a project that is very near and dear to your heart, the restoration of the Strand Theater in the city of Plattsburgh. If you haven't seen the Strand, it's a beautiful building that has been around for quite some time. Lee's here to tell us a little bit about that. So, Lee, if you could kind of give our listeners a little bit of an idea of the history behind the Strand.
Well, the Strand Theater was built in 1924. Actually, opening night was December 1924. It was vaudeville theater.
Oh, I see.
And so it was silent. Mm-hmm. There was an orchestra that basically gave the musical backup to the silent film or production. Mm-hmm. The first night was Harold Lloyd's Hot Water, and also a comedy, Every Man for Himself. Mm-hmm. The opening night article, I printed it off for this interview, and the Strand was coined the pride of the North Country. Mm. So it's got its vaudeville background.
I see. So definitely, it sounds like a very big hub for the arts and culture in the city.
It was quite amazing. When I was going back and looking at the articles in the paper, theater was huge in the entertainment. There wasn't TV, there wasn't radio.
Right.
And basically, I think it opened in 24, but in 29, the silent era, was with the orchestra and so forth. But in the 30s, mm-hmm. Talking pictures came in.
Right.
And that was big, and so it evolved into more of a talking. And the orchestra kind of went away at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing I read was during the World War II era, mm-hmm. That it was also became a community center for war bonds.
Oh, really?
And giving blood. Mm-hmm. They also had specials for wives of the military.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always been a community center as well as an entertainment center.
I see. Now, this is a building now many people will just pass by and say, oh, that older building, I wonder what the situation is with that. I mean, what's the status of it? Do you know how long roughly it's been closed?
Yes, I know exactly. it was a movie house up until, I think it was, we bought it in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
We saved it from foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And we let the person that had it before us, keep it as a movie house for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then we closed it to do the asbestos removal.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a little mishap. It took longer than expected. So really, we started the building renovations in 06.
I see. Now, obviously, a building that's got such rich history. You know, we're obviously in the North Country steeped in history. The Battle of Plattsburgh, happened here. A lot of other great historic events. How important is it to you to see this building, restored to its former glory?
Well, for one thing, it's beautiful. I mean, we're talking marble staircases. We're
mm-hmm.
talking, the aluminum leafing, beautiful, beautiful theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10,000 square feet. I think any time you can restore something to the grandeur of the way they used to build things,
mm-hmm.
Is important. It's important for our heritage. It's important for the community. But we are on the National Historic Registry,
mm-hmm.
which means that we do have to make it look as close to 1924 as we can with modern building techniques.
Yeah, it's very specific, isn't it?
It's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can change, like, the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
We had to put in a lift for handicap accessibility,
right,
which was not 1924, but mm-hmm. those are the codes of today. So it's as close as you can get.
The past meets the present.
Correct.
So, give our listeners a little bit of a background, too. How long have you guys really been ramping this effort up to raise the money to get the project going?
Well, I think there was an initial huge push, and my predecessor, Sylvia Stack, did a great job of getting it started, raised great money, very, very happy with the way the community came up to the plate to mm-hmm. begin with. We've written grants. you know, we kind of went through a little lull there. The reason being is that grants from the state have been tremendously delayed.
Mm-hmm.
We just now last year got the money available to us from a 2006 grant.
Oh, wow.
So
a little bit of a delay.
We have a 2008 grant we haven't gotten yet. Mm-hmm. So the large chunks of money that are from the state grants are really way behind.
The checks in
so
the mail.
So the big chunks, yeah. The big chunks, you know, we have to wait until they come in, mm-hmm. and then we supplement it with the generous donations from the community. And there have been many. I am now doing the facade and marquee and finishing everything that was started inside.
Mm-hmm.
And once that's done, I think there'll be a visual excitement in mm-hmm. this town.
Right.
And I'm going to start a second capital campaign because there's quite a bit left to be done.
Now, because there's been some work done on the inside as far as cleanups and things like that. So people, maybe when they're driving by, they don't see it. But you guys have been working pretty hard at that.
Inside, exactly. Mm-hmm. What I'm waiting for, and we're in the process now, it's been approved, the money's in the bank, I'm not waiting.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the stuff on order, the marquee and the exterior is being done as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once all the materials are in, to give it that curb appeal,
mm-hmm.
So people know this is actually happening, because
right.
everything else has been inside.
Right, so you'll definitely see that excitement on the when everything happens on the outside. So at this point in time, is there any projected amount that you're hoping to raise in order to get this project completely off the ground and back to, like I said, its former glory?
Well, there's short-term goals, of course, and there's long-term goals.
Mm-hmm.
What I am basically going to work towards in this second phase, where I'm once the marquee and facade is done, I would like to raise $600,000 in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I've done some of that, but the $600,000 will match all the grants that I still have out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, the state gives you a grant, say $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
You have to spend twice that much, $600,000, and then they will give you your $300,000 back.
I see.
Okay? So I have about $600,000 out there that needs to be matched.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it has, some of it hasn't. But if I can match what I have out there, I think we can get it to a place where we can actually operate, not... It won't be 100% beautiful where the chandeliers and the moldings and so forth, but we'll be able to do things there so we can generate some revenue.
Mm-hmm. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to North Country Commerce, a business and community affairs program brought to you by Denton Publications. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanaw, and with me today is my guest, Lee Mundy, president of the Board of Trustees for the North Country Cultural Center for the Arts. And again, we're talking about the Strand Theater on Brinkerhoff Street here in the city of Plattsburgh, a project that has been an undertaking here at the of Lee's and quite a core group of great volunteers and whatnot. And we're basically talking about the whole project itself and how it can be a benefit in the community. Obviously, in today's economy, things are dollars are tight, but you guys are working hard to preserve a piece of history. So what would you say, if people are out there listening, I mean, what's one of the ways they could probably get out there and help? I mean, whether it be, is it by physical labor helping out with cleanups? I mean, monetary value or donations and things like that?
Well, there's many ways
mm-hmm.
people can help. And there's people, you know, the large chunks of money are always great. But I have a lady that sends me a $25 check, you know, a quarter.
Oh.
I mean, it's what she can do, but she knows that it's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the corporations, the 10, the 20,000s, the 50,000s, those are great. But really, the lady that sends me this $25 a quarter, it's really special.
Mm-hmm.
So money, of course, is always king.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other ways. Of course, there's seat sponsorship, which mm-hmm. is also a dollar amount. But you get something for it.
That's pretty neat. We were talking about that a little earlier. Now, explain to our listeners that program, because it's pretty neat. You can really be a part of this.
Absolutely. And it's a memorial to you, your family, your mother, someone who's passed. You can honor, you know, your first grade teacher.
Right.
But anywhere from $500 depending on where it is in the theater, to $150, you can get a plaque, a permanent plaque on that seat that says what you want it to say. I mean, I have somebody that bought the two in the back because they kiss there, you know, it's aww, the makeout row. You know, and I have a family that's bought a whole row. But, you know, that's a way for somebody with 150 to 500 can help out and also get a permanent plaque. That is, you know, the easiest way. But, you know, helping me plan fundraisers, you know, right, someone that has enough passion to spend some time and come up with ideas to raise money for the Strand. You know, that's some way you could do it if you just have time. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, myself, my husband, a couple of my friends, we're there almost every Saturday, painting, trim, mm-hmm, doing the prep work for things. So when the contractor comes in, he doesn't have to use his dollars for doing something that I can do.
Right, right.
So there's plenty of things like that, you know, just brain power, you know, energy. Mm-hmm. We can use that also.
Very good.
If we have a grant writer, if somebody knows how to write grants, mm-hmm, I would love to have help. There's foundations out there. There's so many other ways that we can raise money that we just don't, one person doesn't have enough time. And right, it really is, you know, a small group of people.
I was say the amount of paperwork alone.
Oh, you saw my desk on the way in, yes.
That could be something, definitely daunting paperwork to get this job done. Well, obviously, we know you're trying to raise a good amount of money for this. Lee, what's your vision? I mean, you know, when this project, I mean, in your mind, fast forward to whatever the timeline is, what would you like to see the Strand become?
I would like to see the Strand become a entertainment center and a community place where, you know, going through these articles, you know, there are people would have their like a wake, you know, a place where somebody would have a wake or mm-hmm, high school recitals, a local theater troupe. Mm-hmm. I would like to see it be everything the community needs, you know, have our own comedy, mm-hmm, you know, improv. Then once we do local, I'd like to see regional. I would like to bring people from all over the region to share whatever, whether it's Indian drumming to, you know, music. And then once we get to a certain place where we have the theater equipment and so forth, to bring in off-Broadway plays or, you know, when it's summer and they're not doing the Broadway plays, to have the actual New York actors mm-hmm, come in and do, you know, workshops. And, you know, there's so many things it could be. Mm-hmm. And I just want it to be used, and I want everybody to have, you know, ownership.
This project's got to be almost like your own child, the way you speak of it.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing to think of what you could do with this.
Well, you know, I spend, you know, a good 5 or 6 hours a day, seven days a week, non-paid,
right,
volunteer, mm-hmm, and I would love to find more people with energy and time that would love to get involved. This is not my baby. Mm-hmm. It's not Sylvia's. You know, mm-hmm, this is a community thing, and mm-hmm, it just takes somebody that really cares to do as to get involved. So money is king. Passion and energy is the next thing, and we really could use both.
That's a perfect recipe for you.
Amen.
Well, that's great. And again, if anybody out there is listening, there are many ways, like you said, that Lee said, that you can get involved. First of all, you can get in touch with Lee at the Arts Center. What's the number here?
563-1604, and that's area code 518.
And there's also a way to get through on their website, which is?
Plattsburgh Arts, with an S, plattsburgharts.org.
And on top of that, in addition to the Strand, you can learn all about the Cultural Center's many activities. Because obviously, you know, the Cultural Center is the hub of downtown and the arts and culture scene. So I guess eventually we'll see the Strand on top of that.
Well, the Strand is a project. Mm-hmm. We took it on as a project. It's a huge project. We probably, you know, it's like the dog chasing the car. You know, we finally got it. We are working very hard, but it is a huge undertaking. The Arts Center is a hub. We have a service to all artists and any creative person here, and it's also a community center.
Very good. Well, great. Well, thank you again for listening to North Country Commerce. And again, if you're interested in helping out the Strand Project, go to www.plattsburgarts.org or call the center at 518-563-1604. I want to thank my guest, Lee Mundy, again for being on the show. And again, thank you for listening to North Country Commerce.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.